I wanted to talk about, before we start the next Gemara, was the issue that the Rashba brought up of Suffolk by a Mazik. What do you do by Suffolk Nezikin? We know as a rule that anytime you have a Suffolk Daraisa, if it's Dina Yisra Beheter, so we see Suffolk Daraisa Lachumra. You have a suffix if meat is kosher a treif, or you have a suffix if something is Shabbos or not, or a suffix malacha on Shabbos, suffix that rises is lachumra. On the other hand, we know that suffix mamin, anytime you have a suffix in mamin, you say, I'm oitzi mechaveri all over raya. And if it was not for the Rashba, I would say that bava kama is nezikin. All sveikas above a kama are suffik mamin, and they're always samaiti mechaveri al haraya. That's what I would have said, and probably that's what the Rav Rishayim probably hold, that this mesechta is dinei maminis, and it goes with the rules of amaiti mechaveri al haraya, period. The Rashba used the lashon here in our sugya of suffik deraisa l'chumra. He said that if the Torah wouldn't have said kerem mechuberes, the Torah would have only talked about Keret Halusha, Keret Mechuberes would be Suffolk Daraisa L'chumra. And Memela, everybody has a hard time understanding what's going on here, why is it a Suffolk L'chumra? And when I spoke out last week from Rav Baruch Ber and the Chasam Sofer, sort of, says it in Rav Ruvein, they all basically say that the Chi of Shnira on the animal, that's a Suffolk Daraisa. The chiyuv, if you're not sure if the Torah is behind you to watch the animal, that's suffik daraisa l'chumra. Whether we say amaytim mechavel of araya, when you have suffik, you have to pay. Do I have to pay? Don't I have to pay? It's suffik daraisa l'chumra of araya. But in tzveikis of chiyuv eshnira, with the Torah mechayiv nishnira, that is a chiyuv to do, to watch something, and that we say suffik daraisa, we say is l'chumra. So that would only be the Chi of Shmira. So therefore, Baruch Beh has to come on to say that once the Suffolk Shmira is Lachumra, and it's the same Pasuk, we're being done, which Pasuk talks about Keren Mechuberes, so I have to touch the Pasuk Lachumra. And once I touch the Pasuk Lachumra, Memela, you have to pay as well. But the aside comes from this idea that Suffolk Shmira, so you have to watch an animal for a Karim Mechuberes, let's say, that's a Suffolk Mechuberes. Now, the way it explains this Rashba is important. What's more important to me is the klal that was starting a Mesechta, the Hilchos Mazikin. There are plenty of cases of Sveikis, you have plenty of Tekus in the Gemara, and plenty of machlekes rishayim that the Shulchan Aruch calls the Safik. What do we do by sveikis all the time? So, if you open the Shulchan Aruch, it's in the Shin Tzadik, Siv Beis, I believe it was. It talks about a case that the Gemara says take. Talks about a case. The case is the following case, and for what we're going to discuss today, it's important that you understand the case, because it's going to, if you understand the case, you understand our discussion. Gemara is a shayla, I think it's on Daf Yotessa Med Aleph. Kishkashav is Nava, Kishkash Yisera. If the animal, every animal normally swings its tail a certain amount when it walks down the street. But here, the animal swung its tail in a wilder way than normal, and it was mazik. So the Gemara has an ibaya. If that is regel, or if that's keren, is it regel? The animal's just walking down the street and it's swinging its tail. The animal swings their tail, so maybe it's enough orche to be called regel, maybe. Or maybe not. Maybe a certain amount of swinging the tail is normal, but a kishkish yisera, a wild swinging, maybe that's lav or chedek mishunah, and therefore it should be keren. That's the question of the Gemara. Is it Keren or is it Rega? Which is a chumra? It's more chumra to be Keren or to be Rega? Huh? More chumra to be Keren? So therefore, to be Rega. So it depends where the hezek happened. Which is a bigger chumra, to be regular Keren? If it happened in Rishus Sarabim, regular Potter, Rishus Sarabim, and Keren is Chai Chatzin Nezer. So if it's in Rishus Sarabim, it's a chumra to be Keren. If it's Rishus HaNezer, the animal went into someone's field, did damage. So then it's Fakert, right? Rishus HaNezer, Keren pays Chatzin Nezer. And Regal pays Nezek Shalom, so it's a chumra the other way. It's all part of the Gemara Zibaya. Is it Regal or is it Keren? What's in Afghanina? Shasarabim, it's a chumra to be Keren, because you have to pay Chatzin. And in Shasanizik, it's a chumra to be Regal, because you pay Nezek Shalom. So this is the Gemara Zibaya, the Gemara says take. Shulchan Aruch says, since it's a teku, I might see Mechaveira, all of a raya. If your animal is mazik in the streets, your kishkish v'znava, kishkish yisera, you're potter. You don't pay because you can say it's regal. If your animal is mazik in rishus hayachid, so then rishus hanizik, so then the mazik would say that it's, he's better off saying that it's keren. Keren is better to him, only pay chatzin nezek, whereas regal will pay nezek shalom. So you can do that. If your animal is nazik with the swinging of the tail, you can do that. If it's a rishus harabim, you could say, I'm potter, maybe it's regal. If your animal is rishus hayachid, you could say, I only pay chatzin nezek because it's keren. The Mechaber says, if the nizik was typhus, let's just pick one case. Let's say the animal is nazik rishus harabim. So the person says, I don't have to pay, maybe it's regular. The Bezdin says, you're potter. The Nizik grips, goes and he grips Tashlumu. So the Shulchan Aruch says, if he grabs, Tfisa Mahani. Grabbing helps. Because in all Dine moments, that's a suffix. Tfisa helps. Hamaiti Mechaveira of a raya. For me to take from you, I need a raya. So from you, if I grab, now you're the Maitzi. So you need a raya. So it's a general klal in Dine Mominis, whenever it's a suffix gomor, that tfisa helps. I have no problem with that. That goes with all the general rules. The Ramah says tfisa does not help. The Ramah says it doesn't help to be typhus. Why shouldn't it help? Why shouldn't it help? I'm grabbing. If your animal was mazik rishus harabim, was mazik me with the kishkush of the tail. So the din is hamaitzi mechaveira of a raya. So if I grab, so you're the maitzi. So why can't I grab? Let's say you did $100 hezik. So I grab. How much would I grab? Huh? If your animal's walking the street. And it does hezek to me with kishkush. And I want to be able to grab, how much is the most I could get? If it did $100 worth of hezek, the most I could get is $50. Because if it's regel, he's potter. If it's Karen, it's taxi. Okay, so $50, also money. So I go and I grab $50. So we go to Bezdin. What should be the din? Svara. Bezdin paskin tamaiti mechaveira olav araya. That means my grabbing should help. Pashtus, it should help. I grabbed it. Why shouldn't it help? The Ramah brings in the name of the Tor and the Rush that it doesn't help. The Mechaber, who brings the Rambam, holds Tvisa does help. So it's a bit of a puzzle, sort of a riddle. Why shouldn't Tvisa help? I'll tell you what I think is the glatter way to answer it without be solution. You just have to follow. And I'd like for all year, whenever you have a machlokes, the Rambam in the Torah, or the Rambam in the Torah in the Rosh, you should always think along these lines. On the first day of Shir, we discuss the Chakira. Why do you have to pay when your animal is mazik? What's Kavanas HaTorah? It's because the Torah says so. What does the Torah mean? And we said there are two mahalchim. Either the Torah said, Mamoinai HaMazik. If your mamon is mazik, you have to pay. If you're mazik, you have to pay. If your mamon is mazik, you have to pay. That was one mahalach. The second mahalach was that Imla Yishmerenu. The Torah said, you have to watch your animal. If you fail to watch your animal, Imla Yishmerenu, so then you have to pay. So you're paying for failure of Shemira. You're negligent of Shemira. That was the second mahalach in why you pay. What we said then was that the Rambam's Lashon is the first way. Shaharei Mamoy Nayhu, the Rambam said. The Rambam seems to hold that you pay because Mamoy Nayhu. And the Lashon HaTor, which everybody brought, Lashon HaTor was because you weren't shomer your animal. That's why you pay. We mentioned the machlokes about shmira, the natri inchi, if it's good enough, we're toiling in this. Basically, what we came away with was the mashmois that the Rambam shita is you have to watch it because it's your mama. And the Torah and the Rosh hold that you have to watch it because you have to pay because you failed, you were negligent in Shemir. Now, here we have another machlokes, the Rambam against the Torah and the Rosh. The Rambam holds, if you grab it, it helps. The Rambam is pashut, the Rambam doesn't need hesbon. In all dine mominis, with the dine sabaytim echaveri olava raya, if you grab, so tapfa is mehani. You can't be mitzi, amaytim echaveri raya. If I'm the muzik, I'm the muzik. The Torah and the Rosh hold Tfisa doesn't help. Why doesn't Tfisa help? L'chaira would be very glad to understand as follows. Now I'm going to have some kind of riot to this, but let's see if this makes sense. Why do I have to pay according to the Torah? Why do I have to pay? Because I was negligent in Shmira. That means I was chayef to watch it. I was negligent in my shvira, that's why I have to pay. Do I have to watch it? Let's see. The Gemara says, take. Do I have to watch my animal when it walks in the street? Do I have to do, am I have any chiyuvei shvira at all? For Karen in the street, Karen, even though it's Mishonah, there's a chiyuv to do some sort of a shvira. The question of shvira chusa might be enough, but I have to do some type of shvira for Karen. Do I have to be watched? Do I have to be careful on a shmira on my animal's tail? So Gemara says teiku. Now for regal, you don't have to shmira in the street. Right? Regal is potter in the street. What about swinging a tail? Is it regal and I don't have to do shmira? Is it keren and I do have to do shmira? Gemara says teiku. Now, it's not for our sugya. I would say it's dine mominis. The Gemara has a suffix if I have to watch it. I would say, so Lamaisa, I don't have to watch it. I have no chiyuv to watch it. Because in Dinei Mominis, when you have a suffix, I'm off the hook. I have no chiyuv. Logically, just thinking logically, before Asugin, not talking about Asugin now. Logically, if there's a shailin in Bava Kamo, Bava Metiya, Bava Basra, Dinei Mominis, the shaila, do I have to or don't I have to? So I'm off the hook, I don't have to. It's in Aveda. It's Aveda in the street, and it's a suffix if I have to pick it up. So Allah is, I don't have to pick it up. Can't be mechayev me to save your money if it's a suffix. Same thing, Shmira. I would say, if it's a teiku in the Gemara, then the psak is, I don't have to watch it. Now think for a minute. I want you to have how it works out. If the psak is, I don't have to watch it. Not psak is because it's a pesach. But the psak is, I don't have to watch kishkush b'znava. Right? That's the psak. Because the suffix in the Gemara, it's dine mamin, I'm off the hook. Now, if the animal goes down the street and it's mazik with the tail, do I have to pay? Is there any chance I have to pay? Is there any tzad I should have to pay? Kishkush b'znava when it walks down the street? Is there any tzad at all? What's happening? Is there any tzad kishkush b'znava I have to pay? Well, you know, like the Rambam, it's Mamayna Amazik, it's a Suffolk if it's Karen or a Shane, or Karen or Regal, so I have to pay. But if the only reason I have to pay is because I failed to do a Shmira, and the psak is that a kishkish was not, I don't have to do a Shmira, then I'm vaday potter from paying. I wasn't negligent in Shmira. Because the psak of Shas is that I don't have to pay. The Gemara is a teiku, which means I don't have to watch it. If the psak is I don't have to watch it, so I'm vaday potter from paying. Because if I have no obligation to watch it, so it's not a teiku anymore. Because according to the Torah, I only have to pay when I was negligent in my chiyuvei Shmira. In a case where I don't have to watch it, I vaday am potter from paying. Not sofik. The reason I don't have to watch it is because it's a taker. But once I don't have to watch it, so I'm vaday potter from paying. There was no negligence in Shmira if the psak of the Gemara is, I don't have to watch it. If the psak is, when my animal's walking down the street, kishkish b'znava is only a sofik, that means he can't be mechayev me to watch it. If he can't be mechayev me to watch it, so I wasn't negligent in Shmira. So like the Tor, and like the Rosh, I'm potem etam vaday from paying on such a teiku. On any teiku, where lemaisa it's going to be a suffix if I have to watch it, I'm going to end up vaday potem from Shmira. It's a suffix in the Gemara. But lemaisa I don't have to watch it. And once I don't have to watch it, I'm off the hook from paying the vadois. That's why the Rambam says tfisa won't help. Because I'm definitely off the hook. A raya to which I know? The kishkush b'znava is normal? In this case, how is the valve a raya? In this case, it's impossible to bring a raya because the Gemara says take it. So it's impossible to bring a raya against the Gemara. Well, the Maitre Chavera is an expression that says that any suffix, you're potter, yeah. The Maitre is loses, and the Mosef wins. Right. You see, when I'm trying to chap, yeah, you have to get the two steps. If you chap the two steps, you'll see. What I'm doing is I'm making it two steps. It's a suffix in the Gemara. First, as Paskin Ice, do I have to watch it? And once we pass the ice, if I have to watch it, then we'll get to the next step if I have to pay. Hey, yais, if you'll nem on that by a suffix I don't have to watch it, which is the pashtus, then I'm vaday potter from paying. It's not a teiku. Well, that's the question. The question is, when you have a suffix, how are we going to pass it? Now, to explain this Rajba, everyone's trying to say that there's a chiyushin here. What I'm saying is that it doesn't seem that way. Psychologically, it doesn't seem that way. Suffolk in Chayshim Mishpah, the Chiyuv Shmira should be potter. And Psy, this Ramah, seems to pot you with the Tam Vaday, which makes sense if there's no Chiyuv Shmira.
So
the Gemara says take, it's a Suffolk. Because the Gemara had a Shah, and the Gemara didn't know the answer. So the Gemara says take. Well, that's the result of a take. Let's say the Gemara asks if a certain shkita is kosher or treif, and the Gemara says teiku. The psak is that it's treif. But the Gemara doesn't say it's vade treif, the Gemara says teiku. Because that's the fact. The fact is, that's how this halacha developed. Now, I'd like to.
The other hand will be
like. It's not a Chiyuv Shmira, it's not Katzin Nezer. How do you split it? The Baruch Pei holds it to have a few Shmir Tafi Rebbe, because the Baruch explains it. He says he didn't understand it, and he writes there, he writes Kavan, and Kavan explains it. It's Tafi says, let me ask you a Shaila. Okay? Let me ask you a Shaila. I have an animal that for some reason is into being the Kashkish Biznava, the Kishkish Yisera. So I walk down the street, and I have a good friend, Ruvain, and Ruvain has his kelim on the side of the street. The animal comes, it swings its tail, it breaks the kelim. He takes me to Besdin. What do I tie him? It's Bishusarad. So what do I tie him? The kishkish is, which one? Is Regel. I say, listen, Ruvain, my good friend, what are you going to do? Kishkish is Regel. How do you know kishkish is Regel? It's suffix in the Gemara, I have a right to say kishkish is Regel. So I'm potter. Fine. That's the past and next day, the same animal goes into Reuven's backyard. It's walking in Reuven's backyard and it swings its tail and it breaks the kelim in Reuven's backyard. So Reuven shlefts me to Besdin again. And Reuven says, pay! So what do I tell him? Tell him it's Karen, I'll pay you chatzi nezek. He says, what? It's regular, you have to pay nezek shomer. So I say, no, it's a suffix in the Gemara. I'm timing that it's Karen. So what's Reuven going to say to me? Maman Hashem. Listen, Reuven will tell me, I don't know, is it Regel, is it Karen, basically. But either way, you owe me one Nezek Shalom. Either, let's say, it's $100 damage each day. He'll tell me, look, Maman Hashem. If it's Karen, you owe me $50 from yesterday, Chatzin Nezek Bishu Saravim, and $50 from today, it's $100. If it's regel, you're potter from yesterday, and today you're chayv the $100. So either way, give me $100. You can call it Karen, you can call it regel, whatever you want. Give me $100. Is that a sensible taina? What? What do you say? Pretty taina, but money shachiyomi money. Huh? Make sense? Not entirely so. Not entirely so. The Torah says it's not a time. The Torah says it's not a time. So the Sma and the Shach and the Taz, they say, what do you mean it's not a time? In D.A. Mominis, it is a good time. The rule is, in D.A. Mominis, that you could say, Mamana Shachi Omi Mani. There are other cases in Shas where you could say, listen, I don't know if you owe me money for this or this, but you definitely owe me money, and you could take, it could be my Tzim Mami. What? But it's not a suffix. Time is here to Vada. You Vada owe me $100. I don't know if you owe me for this, you owe me for that. Time is Vada. It's not, each case is a suffix, but since it's the same person, the two of them work together. You know, if somebody has his wife gives birth to their firstborn, and the twin boys, and they don't know which one came out first, which one's the Bechor. So we say, you want me to be paid to this one? It's the Bechor. Maybe the other one's the Bechor. By opinion of them, we say, I'm going to go over it. You want me to pay this one? I'm going to go over it. So Shulchan Aruch says, the client can tell them, listen, I don't care which boy it is. You know, it doesn't matter to me. You owe me Pidyon HaBen. He has to pay Pidyon HaBen. You can't tie the, well, Zilhacha Matri, Zilhacha. There's no Zilhacha Matri where Mamana Shach owe it to one person. If it's two different people, you can push each one off. But if it's one person, there's only one person, then you can't push a person off. So, the Sma and the Shach and the Taz are all matmiya on this tour. Why it should be this way, you should say, Muman Avshaf, you owe me $100. According to the way we're learning today, it comes out very kishmak. You know why he's potter? You know why he's potter? Because the Torah, remember, the Torah shita is you only pay because of negligence and shmira. You only pay because of negligence and shmira. So you could say, listen, you want to say mamon hashav? There's no mamon hashav. When the animal was walking down the street, I was potter from shmira. Because if you neman, the way we're neming on today, that a safik in mazik is always safik is potter. Safik is potter. So when it was walking down the street, I was definitely potter, not I was safik potter. I was definitely potter from paying. It's not mitzad safik, it's mitzad vadai that I was potter. So since it's mitzad vadai that I was potter, so memela, you can't tell me mamon hashach anymore, because I was potter from shmira. If you go with the chap that we're talking about today, that in the Suffolk Shmira it's fake a lakula by mamas. I was vadai potter from shmira, now you have no mamon hashach anymore. Because when I went in the street, I was vadai potter from shmira. Even if you say Rosh Hashanah, it's not. It's enough to say that in the street, I was vadai potter from shmira. And the mele, you don't have a mamon hashach anymore. Even if Kapishmaya Gali, it's really Karen, but the psak is that I'm potter from shmira. Some off the hook. So the tour, Vaita Lishitasa, it takes a Peledika tour and it makes it very understandable. It makes it not only understandable, it makes it glatt, it makes it very, very easy. Now, the reason I'm mentioning all this is that sometimes we have cases where we have a Shvera Rajba, like we have here in the Sukkah. And the Achrayim, in order to answer a Shvera Rajba, they come up with a mahalos in the Rajba. And that's why I mentioned Thursday, they can name on that a Suffolk Shmira, Suffolk Darais Lochumra. It's nice, maybe it's the Pshat in the Rajba, maybe it is what the Rajba meant, maybe it's not what the Rajba meant, it's a mahalos in the Rajba. But I don't think, we'll see, but I don't think it's emes l'amitei shel davar, that says there could be emes, the Rajba holds that way. But it's a chiddush. The Pashtus is not that way. The Pashtus is, and we'll see if this holds true, the Pashtus is that any Safik is Chayshir Mishpat is Merkula. If I'm walking past an Aveda in the street, that is a type of an Aveda that's a Safik that I have to pick up, we don't say, well, it's a Safik and a Maisa, Safik is still a Chumra. We don't say such a thing. If it's a Safik, I have to pick it up, yeah, I'm not Mechayim to pick it up. I don't have to pick it up. If I'm watching, if I'm a Shomer and a Pekadim, and there's a chiyu, a suffix, if I have to do a certain type of shmira, I don't have to do the shmira. It's not suffix iser. An iser, which is dinei maminis, is dinei maminis. It goes to the kolam of dinei maminis. And therefore, despite the fact that Baruch Ber and Rav Ruvein, Neman, some say it's not so clear that he's saying this, but they at least Neman, that a suffix shmira is l'chumra, they're saying all this in the Rajma. Maybe answer a shvera Rajma. But it doesn't seem that way from, first of all, the Pashtus as far is not that way. Dine Mominis, it should be just like a Mesirach of Araya on my money. If I work for you, it's a suffix, we wrote a contract, and it's a suffix, let's say the contract said I'm going to work for you for, it said a year and it said 12 months. And it's a MBR, it's a suffix, it's the 13th month included. So if it's a suffix, you all know, I don't have to work. We don't say Suffolk Easter, Suffolk Lysignai, I have to work. We say that it's mominous. It's not paying, it's working. It doesn't matter, it's still mominous. Watching your thing, Pashtus is Suffolk mominous. That's the Pashtus. It's Suffolk mominous, and therefore, a Suffolk mominous should be Lakula. I don't have to watch it. If the Gemara is a Suffolk, if I have to watch it, it should be Lakula. That isn't what I'm telling you today. I can't prove it to you. And they're saying in the Rashba differently. It answers these two kashas. It's mashma this way. I'm not proving it to you. But basically it's true. And we'll see. Other rabbis will have cases that are steer to this. I'll be happy. Unless the steer is a Rashba. The Rashba could be holds hakeh. But at least from the way I understand the Shulchan Aruch, the Ramad is a mashmois this way. that Safik Shmira is Lakula, Vadai Lakula. The Safik, I have to watch it. I definitely don't have to watch it. Because the moment is, it's a Vadois. If I have an object, and there's a Safik if it's yours or mine, and we go to Bezdin, let's say we're not even fighting. No exact story. We go to Bezdin, I have an object. I say, I don't know if it's his or mine. Why are you Masupik? I tell them a story. Bezdin says, your story, it's a Tekel. Therefore, I'm a Smechel of Araya, you keep it. When I keep it, I buy that keep it. I buy that keep it. If Chisa helps, maybe you'll buy that keep it. Because man, I have it. I can even catch a Shanisha with it. Dine Mominis, the rule of a Mitzvah of Arai is a psak. Certainly, if Yol is a psak, then the rules of Shmira being put into Shmira is the Teres Vada. This is the Nakuda of Safik Nezikin, which it's nice that it fits back into the Machlekes Rambam in the Torah that we discussed the first day, and hopefully it's a cloud that we'll see if it holds true, but I think it's going to hold true throughout the parak. Okay, let's see. We'll invite the Gemara. Told her the Karen Mayhi. Told her the Karen Mayhi. Again, what's an Av and what's a Tolda? Av says in the Pasuk, Tolda is not the first in the Torah. Tolda the Karen Mayhi. The Gifa, Neshicha, Ravitza, Beita. Okay, each one means a different part of the body. The Gifa, Neshicha, Ravitza, Beita. The Gifa is. What's the Gifa? The Gifa is pushing with the body, right? The Sharish of the word Negifa is Guf, right? It hits with the body. And so any part of the body, Negifa, Neshicha is with the mouth, it doesn't mean eating. Means there's no hanah. Ravitza, it sits on something. And beita means it kicks. It's not regel, it's kicking, it's not walking. Maishna de gicha de kare le'av de ksif ki yigach. So here it's beferish in the Gemara that an av is something that's beforish b'kra. Negifa na de ksif ki yigach. And the Gemara, hai negifa negichi. It says ki yigach, and then it says ki yigach. When it says in the story of ki yigach, that negifa really means negicha with the foot, the tanya, pasach v'negifa asim b'negicha. If you look in the Chumash, the pasach starts with the word ki yigayf, and then it says a lashon of negicha, ki nagach. Lay malacha, zui negicha. That negifa, negicha all has the same thing. And the Gemara is going to go into it. So now, we're going to discuss the toldos of Karen. And what makes something keren and not regel? So what's the answer? What makes something keren and not regel? What's this be regel and keren? So one answer is kavanah sila hazik. Keren and a kavanah to be mazik, not regel and shame. Regel and shame is kavanah sila hazik. The other answer is the darakah. Regel and shame is the darakah. An animal walks down the street. Not like a person. If there's something in the way, it doesn't move aside, it keeps on going. If an animal sees food, it just eats the food. Regel and Shein are darkai. Keren is Mishunah. Keren is not that. The question that I mentioned to you last week and that we're going to address now is which characteristic of Keren is the God Taich Keren? If it's Mishona, it's Karen. Does it have to be Kavanos Elahazik? Or even if it's not Kavanos Elahazik? If you think of a case of Mishona that's not Kavanos Elahazik, huh? Mishona, what? The tail, a swinging tail, I'm not an animal, I don't have an animal. If a tail is like a hand, that it doesn't come across the Isaac, it's certainly possible that a swinging tail, the animal's just not looking. So you have a case where it's Mishona and it didn't come across the Isaac. Right? So you have a case of Mishona and not come across the Isaac. Is that Karen? Or is it not? What? The Gifa could be. It hits with its body.
could be a kavanas, it could be not. That's the question. Look at Rashi.
If you have a case for keret, that it's kavanasi lahazik and it's the derech.
The
only one such case.
Right?
If it's not, it's saying right. When I say kavanasi lahazik, I mean not lahanasai. I say lahazik, the one that's the advantage. Do you have any case of derech and kavanasi lahazik? I only think of one case. Some is derech and kavanasi. Hazev, Vairi, Hadev, Hanama, Vabardulus, Vanochash. The Mishnah on Tezvav and Beis lists six animals, Hazev, Ari, Dave, Nomer, Bardulus, and Nochash, that are Kavanasi Lahazik. That's not Mishnah. It's normal. That's what lions do. Lions are Mazik. That's what bears do. The lion bears are Mazik. So same Shiloh. When it's not Mishnah and it is Kavanasi Lahazik, what's the difference? That's the reason.
Basically saying,
whatever
performs the
same
regular
will become a character. I'm asking. If it's true that anything, that's right. Or maybe it's going to Travayu, or maybe be puppet. Yes. The question is, well, you might find something that's neither Mishona, nor Kavanah Salahazik, nor Hanala Zekai, neither Darga. Right. We would include everything else that animal does. Anyway, this is the Shiloh. What?
Which
Rashi? Rashi Beita. Okay, you're right. There are actually three consecutive Rashis. Rashi Negifa, Rashi Ravitza, and Rashi Beita. All three Rashis seem to indicate that you need Kavanasi Lahazik. You look at Rashi, Nikifa, Nikifa, Shadach Be Bekavana, Hezika Bekavana, Shadach Begufa, Hezika Bekavana, Rashi Ravitza, Shirasa Kalim Bederech, Vahalcha Verovza Aleim, it sat on the Kalim, Kidei L'Shaibra. Why is Rashi yet Kidei L'Shaibra? Just tell a story. Kidei L'Shaibra. Rashi seems to say, Yindi Kavanasi L'Azim. Rashi Bi'ita, Shabbatah Beredleh, V'shabra Sakelim, Hachi Avatolda Dekeren, Kavanasi L'Azim, Kikeren. So Rashi, in three straight Rashis, seems to make it clear that Rashi holds that in order to be Keren, you need that it should be Kavanasi L'Azim. The Makar for this Rashi probably is the Mashmois HaGemara, or the words of the Gemara, on the first line of Daftalad Amid Aleph, where the Gemara says, Beferish, look at the top two lines. See what the Gemara says. Top two lines of Daftalad Amid Aleph. The Furish. Darkai. She says Darkai. That's the Furish Gemara in Daf Dalet. Anybody? Say yes, you can say no, but no, it's Furish Gemara. What? Is it Raya? Top two line. Top four line. What? The line before it says Ein Hanola Zekai, so maybe you need both. Ein Hanola Zekai and Kavanasi Lahazik, huh? Is that a proof? Well, that's what I wanted to hear. It's not necessarily a proof. The Gemara there says you can't learn Shein and Karen the one out of the other. If it's Loi Rai, Shein, Shein, Kavanasi Lahazik, Rai, Kavanasi Lahazik, Kavanasi Lahazik. Could be that's just a pircha on a limud. Certainly, Pashpashat and the Gemara is Taichus Kerek Kavanas Elad. It's not a proof. Because, like we said in the Mishnah, sometimes the Gemara is a pircha. It's not a characteristic, it's not a Taich. It's certainly mashma that way. The Kerek needs Kavanas Elad. So the Rishash brings this diuk from Rashi, and he is Matmiya on Rashi. From the Gemara, says the Gemara later on Daf Tesvav, the Gemara has a case of Achla Imra. The Gemara there has a case where a dog, now dogs like meat, we all know that. The Gemara's case is that a dog, Kalba da Achla Imra, the dog attacked a live sheep, which is not normal. It attacked a live sheep, and obviously it ate it, it killed it. The dogs are not knocking on Eben Menachai. And it just tore apart the sheep. So the Gemara says that Kalba da Achla Imra Mishonahu, and it's Karen. Kelev that ate a sheep is Mishona and it's Karen. There, the kavan of the dog was Hanala Zeka. It was not to be magic, it was to have Hanala. Here, it's the same as Shane. The dog was hungry and it ripped apart the kevis. Yet, the Gemara says Mishonahu, and therefore it's Karen. Dr. Rishash, we see that to be Karen, all you need is Mishonahu. All you need is that it should be Mishonahu. You don't need that it should be Kavanasa Lahazim. Kavanasa, is that called Kavanasa Lahazim? That's called Kavanasa Lahanor. Kavanasa Lahazim means to do damage without Hanor. With Hanor, that would be shame. Right? That's a characteristic of shame. Second case, he brings from Daf Tezayin. Gemara on Daf Tezayin says that if an animal sits down on pachim, on small juds, it squats down on juds. The Gemara says that for an animal to sit down on juds, if it's pachim ketan, and it's small juds, or chayim, it's normal to do it. But pachim gedaylin, to sit down on big jugs, so lav orche. Gemara's lashon is lashonu al pachim gedaylin. If it sits down on big jugs, that's karen. Av pachim ketanim orchehu. If it sits down on small jugs, that's the derech. So shtei tezayinam rav. So 1 minute. You want to know if it's karen? It depends. Yeah, kavanasi lahazik. Not kavanasi lahazik. Who cares if they're big or small? Gemara seems to say that it only depends if it's Mishona. If it's Mishona, then it's Karen. If it's not Mishona, then it's regular. Gemara seems to say all it depends is it's Mishona or not Mishona. So, Frekta Rishash, what's going on with Rashi? Why is Rashi telling us that Karen needs Kavanos Elahazis to be Karen? And these two Gemaras, it's Mashma, that the characteristic of Karen is just Mishona. You don't need Kavanasa Lahazik. That's the Rishash's cash. Either one would make it
Karen.
Any one. Maybe it's either one. So then why does Rashi... No, that wouldn't answer Rashi. So why does Rashi have to say here that when it kicked, it was Kavanas Elahazik, and when it's sad, it was not Elahazik? Even if it's not, these things are Mishona. And that should be enough of a reason to be part of. So Rashi seems to say, Dafka above. Good Kasha. The Terishash is Kasha, just... Rishash's parents. I was thinking about it. There's something that bothered me about this, but I'm just going to. Whenever I say things that bother me, it gets confusing. Let me say the Rishash's parents first, and then I'll tell you what I was thinking about. Rishash says a good line. What sounds like a block of parents. Rishash says it's a machlekes if palganiska mamayna or palganiska knasa. We have a machlekes if chati nezek is a knas. Or if Chatzi Nezek is Mamon. What's that machlokes? The Mandiyama that we pass in, we pass in Chatzi Nezek, Paganistic Nasa, he holds it's Mishunah. It's Mishunah, why should I have to pay for it? It's a Knas, the Torah said, it's not really Dine Mominus. It's Mishunah. The one who holds Paganistic Mamayna tells us not so Mishunah. It's sort of less Urchei than, less Darkei than Shein Regel, but it's also Urchei. There's Zafti Rishash, he says very nice. He says, if you hold Palgi Niska Kenosa, it's Mishunah. So then Mishunah is Taj Keren. You don't have to say Kavanah Silahas. The Mishunah is Taj Keren. That's the way we paskin, and that's why you have Gemaras like that. If you hold Palgi Niska Mamayna, so what's the characteristic of Keren? Mishunah? It's not a Mishunah. Then you hold Kavanah Silahas is the characteristic of Keren. It's totally in Yenemachwaikis. If Paganiska Mamayna, Paganiska Knossa. And since it's totally in that machlaikis, so many Gemaras neman da halacha, Paganiska Knossa. And therefore, all you need is Mishunah. Rashi, in our Gemara, wants to explain the Braisa Lakuli Alma, or the Gemara Lakuli Alma. It's called the Keremayu is a Gemara. So Gemara wants to explain it Lakuli Alma. So Rashi says, you should know this is, it's Kabaras Elahaz. So Rashi, Kedarka, he wants to explain the Gemara, which is all light everybody. So Rashi sticks in that it's Kavanos Elahaz. But that's only if you hold Paganiska Mamayna. If you hold Paganiska Kenosa, then you need only Mishunah to be Karen. That's enough. That's the way it will be Emes Ladin. That's the Rishash's Teretz. What's interesting, last time we learned Bavakama, we learned this Rishash on that days. When we got to Teftes Vav, someone noticed that the Marsha and the Madure Basra on Teftes Vav asked the same Kasha as the Rishash. So Teftes Vav is that Sugya of Kalba Shachalimra. And there the Marsha says, V'doichik letarit, that it's totally in the Machloik is Paganistic Nasa, Paganistic Mamayim. Marsha says it's a Doichik Teretz. Rishon was before the Rishash. But it could be the Rishash never saw the Madurei Basra, it was a bit later, the Masha. But the Rishash's Teretz, it was Machanah to a the Masha, but the Masha says it's a Daifit Teretz. So it would be good to have a better Teretz, but in the meantime, all we have is this Teretz.
If Rashi means this Kavan Lahar and Lara, well, Rashi's saying that only said one. Okay, I'll answer you by telling you what was sort of on my mind in this Gemara. I just want to share with you two thoughts. You can be masking, you cannot be masking, but at least listen. I don't mind if you argue with me, but, you know, just listen to what I'm saying. I'll tell you what bothered me, and I hate to say it, Teretz, you know, that on the Rosh Hashanah Kasha, but what bothered me is I don't understand. Who cares if the animal's kavana is lahazik? Like, well, why does that matter? If it's mishunah and not mishunah matters, right? I have to be careful to watch my animal from things that are normal. Things that are mishunah, I don't have to watch my animal. But Rabbeinu Shlomo, who cares if the animal's kavana is yet to be mazik or not to be mazik? Animals have kavana, they don't have kavana. Like, what's the smara? Of Kavanas Elahazik. As a Pircha, I understand. You can ask a Pircha, calls him. What's the Havamina, just the Svara, and there's an answer to this, I don't know what the answer is. Who cares if the animal's Kavanah is to be Mazik or not? Who cares? I have to watch it more? What? If I have an animal, does it matter? If I have an animal that
that does something three times, does it matter if it had kavana to be mazik or not? Let's say my animal sleepwalks. You have an animal, it's got a condition. I don't know if they're psychologists for animals, but my animal sleepwalks. In the middle of its sleep, it goes out in the middle of the night and it's mazik. So logically, is that any different than if the animal doesn't sleepwalk, it just gets up and it goes in its mazik?
So what happens? That means for why it happens.
So the svara is that for this animal, if suddenly it's a mishuna thing, the animal did it becomes a mu'ud. Who cares what's coming out of the
mouth?
Yeah, but what's the difference if as a chazaka it does it with kavana to be mazik? Or if it has a chazaka then it does it by not kavana to be mazik? Why? Animals don't sleepwalk. There are animals that would have a tendency to do unusual things. Can I ask you a question? If I have an animal that three times attacks a live keves to eat it, you wouldn't say it's a mu'ud? This animal has this tendency. But if you're saying you need kavanas lahazik, then it's not. Then it's not this chamat carrying. Okay? Because it's a shame. But,
yeah, we said that we don't care about the tzara,
that it makes a difference. Yeah, kavanas lahazik is no mashmoy sakra. We're just trying to figure out the characteristic of Kigashar.
It
doesn't say
the
Kavanah.
Like,
so, yeah, you'll be right. If you'll find, maybe you'll find some Ashmois that Kavanah Lahazik comes from the Pasik, you'll be right. But you're going to have to find that, and I doubt you could find it, because then the Afrenim wouldn't declare a Kavanah Lahazik as a characteristic. If you'll find that, it's there, so cross that I have to be masking. But if not, I don't see. I'll tell you the way I would understand. If I was writing the Rishash, I would say there's only one characteristic to carry. It's mishuna. How do you know if something's mishuna in an animal? Well, farmers usually know. The Chazal told us you should know animals that are not a zev, a bear, a doy, whatever all those are, a zev, a ari, or a bardalis, or a nomer, or a nafash, whichever one I'm missing. It's all 106. It's not normal for it to be mazik. Chazal told us, animals besides those six don't just go be mazik. And therefore, anytime an animal does something, kavanase lahazik, it's mishuna. Kavanase lahazik is just raya that it's mishuna. All you need is mishuna. So Rashi's telling you it sat down, and it's mishuna, maybe it's normal for animals to sit down. Rashi says, no, it's something that it sat down to be mazik. It sat down to break it, or it kicked to break it. You can tell, you look at the animal, see what it's doing. That's just the uptight of Mishuna. That's how I would have taught Rashi that way. The way to decide if it's Mishuna, Chazal told us, anything that's not these six animals, and it's Mazik, the Kavana, that's Mishuna. There could be other things that are Mishuna. Chazal told us, if a dog attacks a live thing, it's Mishuna. Or if an animal sits on Pachim Gedolim without Kavanah Lahazik, it's also Mishuna. Karen doesn't have to be Kavanah Lahazik. It does not have to be Kavanah Lahazik. It has to be Mishuna. Which is the way the Rishash was saying and the Marshal was saying is the Emes. Ah, it bothers them Rashi, and they bring more Rashis in a few places. I'll tell you the Teretz. All you need is Mishuna. Rashi's saying, how do you know it's Mishuna? It did it for Kavanah Lahazik. Kavanah Lahazik. If it's not, one of those six animals is Mishuna. Animals don't go around to being Mazik other animals. It's an interesting thing. Animals don't go Lahachis and damage other animals. If the animal's hungry, it does damage. Animals don't stand as I do that. This is the way I would have understood. I once heard from my learned Rav Chazan for 4 years, and he used to say occasionally that you find very often that a Talmid will be mechavin to the same teretz that his Rebbe said. In other words, you find very often, let's say, the Chedusha of Shmuel will say something that's in the Chedusha of Shem, and he won't attribute it to his Rebbe. Or you find very often, some Seif will say something, you find it's in the Haflah. So he used to say that very often you hear something, and then over years you forget it. And later on, when you have the Kasha, you start thinking of a teretz, you think of it. And you forget that you saw it somewhere, you just think of it because you once heard it. It could be that what I'm telling you seems to be very pashut. It could be I once heard it. It could be it says somewhere. It could be we'll find it, one of them are farshing here. But to me, it just sounds like such a pashita way out with Rashi. Now, believe me, if there was no sugya that said you'd only kabanasi lahazik, it wouldn't bother me. But the Rishash is saying there's a sugya on Tezvav of the days, a sugya on Tezayin, there's actually another sugya on Menches, which we didn't discuss, that all you need to carry is Mishuna. So Bezai, I don't see the problem in Rashi. Rashi's saying Mishuna, why? Because kabanasi lahazik is a way to know that it's Mishuna. This would be the way, l'chayra, the way to learn up this Rashi. Okay, for tomorrow, we're going to go, we're not going to spend a lot of time on Mazel. We're going to go to Mu'ud La'adam, have a Mu'ud La'behema. Mu'ud La'behema, have a Mu'ud La'adam. That's the next big sugya here on the Yamid.